afternoon. Welcome to Meet the Pack with Grey Wolf Publishing. I am your associate publisher, Diana Catherine Plopa, sitting in for Zachary Wolf today, who is on vacation. Our first author this afternoon is Christina Riso. She is a child prodigy. She's a high school student who wrote and illustrated her own children's book. We're very excited to have published her. And welcome, Christina.
Hello.
I'm so glad you can make it today. So we're going to have you read a little bit, and then we'll talk about it, okay?
All right.
All right. Christina, go for it.
All right. The book is called Differences Are Good. This is the monkey. He can swing from tree to tree in the jungle. He also likes to eat bananas. This is the mouse. She can't swing from trees like the monkey can, but she can scurry around on the floor without anyone noticing, which the monkey can't do. This is the polar bear. He is too big to scurry around, but he has a big fur coat to keep him warm in cold weather. This is the lion. He does not have a warm fur coat like the polar bear does, but he has a large mane around his head to let everyone know that he is the king. This is the dog. He does not have a mane like the lion, but he is always there for you when you need a friend. This is the crocodile. He is not your friend like the dog is, but he has sharp teeth that help him chew up his food and scare off his enemies. This is the bunny. She does not have sharp teeth like the crocodile, but she has long ears, loves to eat carrots, and can be a great pet. This is the elephant. She is too big to be a good pet, but she has a long trunk that she uses to spray water when she needs a bath. This is the cheetah. He does not have a long trunk like the elephant, but he can run faster than any other animal. This is the pig. He can't run fast like the cheetah, but he has a cute curly tail and loves to roll around in the mud. This is the hippo. She does not have a curly tail like the pig, but she can live either in the water or on land. This is the cow. She can't live in water like the hippo, but she can give us fresh milk to drink. This is the bird. He does not give us milk like the cow, but he makes beautiful music to brighten our day. From monkeys to birds to you and me, everyone has special talents. No two people look or act exactly the same, and that is a good thing. Remember that differences are good and that they make us who we are.
Yay!
And that is the end.
Thank you so very much for that. I love that book. And the illustrations are so well done. Can you give us a little bit of the backstory about how you came up with the idea and what gave you the impetus to write this book?
Well, it was a school assignment in ninth grade English class to write a children's book. And so that was my motivation because it was an assignment that was due. And I came up with the idea in the car on the way to school, and I just thought that, you know, children are learning. They're learning morals and stuff. And so I wanted to teach them that differences are good. And so I came up with the idea to make an animal analogy because kids love animals. And then I ended up drawing the pictures so that I could publish it.
Excellent. And how long did it take you to put the whole book together before you brought it to us to publish?
Gosh, if we're going from when I wrote it, then like 2 years, because there was a gap in between writing it and drawing the pictures when I wasn't working on it at all.
Okay, so as your classroom assignment, you just had to write the story, the pictures weren't part of the assignment?
Correct.
So you did the artwork afterward?
Yes.
Okay, great. And I know we were talking earlier before the event started today that you have another book in the works. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I do. It's a novel this time. It's called The Eye of Heaven, and it's about a girl who dies on the first page of the book. It's a very happy story. And the whole book is told from her perspective. She's up in heaven. It's religious fiction. It's good fun.
Okay. That sounds great. And that's built for the young adult audience?
Yes.
Is your target audience for
yes.
that book? Do you think it would also be interesting for adults to read as well?
I believe so, yes. I've had my mom read it, and she likes it.
Okay. So what do you think the timeline for completion for that is?
I have no idea. At this point, I could get a bunch of good ideas tomorrow, or I could get them a year from now to make the story longer, which it needs to be. So, yeah, to sum up, I have no clue.
Okay. Excellent. Have you ever thought of doing another children's book?
Yes, I have a bunch of ideas, but I need the motivation to actually complete them.
Okay, so what kind of motivation would that be? A college course or demand from readers of this book?
A little of both, maybe. Like, once I'm in college next year, I might hopefully have a little bit more time, since I will only have a couple classes a day as opposed to 8 hours straight of school
okay.
every day.
Yeah, so. You haven't been to college, have you?
Yeah. No. Yeah. But I mean, you know, there's all the studying and stuff, but still, I think.
Yeah, college doesn't live in a vacuum. So you're going to find you're going to be really busy when you're not studying. You're still going to be really busy. So what do you intend to go to college to study?
Creative writing.
Excellent.
Of course.
With an end result as a career goal being?
Yes.
Do you want to do journalism or do you want to be a novelist? Where do you want to take your creative writing studies to?
Well, I do want to write novels, but for a living, I'm going to minor in graphic design so that I can do that and then write in my spare time.
Excellent.
If I get any, because as you said just 5 seconds ago,
right.
you probably won't get much.
Yeah. excellent. So any questions from our audience?
Children's book is a lot faster, and it requires a lot less plot and character development. Writing a novel is a lot more difficult, and it takes a lot longer because you have to, develop the characters, and there has to be more than just the main plot. There has to be side plots to keep it interesting and to make it long enough that the reader won't get through it in a day.
Excellent. Any other questions?
I have a question. What grade did you get on the story in class?
Oh, I got 100%.
Oh, boy. Does the teacher have a copy of your book now?
Yes. It's actually dedicated to him.
Oh, nice. So he waves it around and shows people in class?
I hope so. That's what I imagine he does.
Anybody else?
Can you talk about any ideas you have for future children's books?
Okay. The first one that comes to mind is my one that I'm going to title Grow Your Wings. It's about how when you're born, you are given a set of wings, and every time you experience something new, they grow in some way. So the first time you lose a tooth, your wings grow. First time you make a new friend, they grow. And every time you make a mistake and learn from it, they grow. It's great. And it'll be, again, illustrated by me, hopefully.
Excellent. I love that premise. I think that's a great idea. Well, thank you so much for coming. I really appreciate your time today. And again, Christina's book is Differences Are Good. It is available at the Grey Wolf Publishing website. That's greywolfpublishing.com. And you can also find it on Amazon and for Kindle. Have a great afternoon, and again, thank you, Christina.